And there's one last pillar of our leadership, and that's the example of our values. As Americans, we respect human dignity. It's why we continue to reject offensive stereotypes of Muslims, the vast majority of whom share our commitment to peace. That's why we defend free speech and condemn the persecution of women or religious minorities or people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. We do these things not only because they are the right thing to do, but because ultimately they will make us safer. Together.
Radio.
Radio Free
Beyond.
This is a pirate transmission from District 13 with a message.
Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to Radio Free Readout. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and I am John Jacob Schmidt. Great to be with all of you. Thank you for joining us on this fourth episode of 2015. What a great week it's been for Patriots, and I cannot tell you how stoked I am about working with so many other Patriots that are getting ready to make a stand, to take a stand in the American Redoubt. Like we say, we are preparing a place for you, Patriots, who are strategically relocating. And I know I hear from you all the time because you're coming to the safe haven and refuge for like-minded, God-fearing, liberty-minded Patriots. And not the Patriots with the icky taste in your mouth, Patriot, like the media has done to the word Patriot. We mean people who are ready to roll up their sleeves and take a stand and respond to the season that you're in and face the adversaries eye to eye and toe to toe. And it is just an honor to be working with so many Patriots that are willing to get in that fight, who recognize the time that we're living in and standing against everything that is set against Americanism. And so thank you, Patriots. I love that word, Patriots. You know, I was talking to somebody this weekend. We had a little meeting talking about, you know, how to take back Americanism, how to preserve that here in the American Redoubt strategically. And one of the guys said, you know, we need to be careful about some of the words we use, like patriot. That bothers me. And I said, well, that bothers me that the word patriot bothers you. He says, well, you know, we have to think about it. What's happened to words? I mean, they've, in the mind's eye of the public, they've made the word patriot, you know, a bad name. We need to rephrase things. I said, no. Why give up ground? We need to take it back. We're in the business of victories. So I say we start using it, and we use it appropriately. And why give them that ground? That's our words. They've got their own words that they want to pervert and ruin. So, no, we're not going to give up ground. We're patriots, and we're proud of it. We're patriots like the founding fathers were patriots. We have a deep love for our country and all the ideals that are enshrined in that word, America. It's a Christian nation formed by godly men. Now, it's not a Christian nation now, but that's okay. We're going to restore Americanism and our Judeo-Christian heritage and our values, even if only regionally, because the rest of the country has turned hostile against it. We're going to stand firm. That's what we are here to do. And that's the American Redoubt. It is the safe haven and refuge for like-minded patriots. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of letters this week from, no, I didn't get a lot. I got a couple of letters this week from folks who are making their move here, but are running into all kinds of snags, you know, asking for prayer. You know, this house is falling through that we're supposed to be closing on, and the person's backing out, and we're packed, and we are ready to move to the American Redoubt. We are getting out of occupied territory. We're on our way, and we're running into this problem or that problem. So, you know what? I do, you know, I ask for prayer for you guys, for protection, for wisdom, for just everything, for His blessing over everything that we're doing, standing together with other believers. But I also pray for you guys too, because I'll tell you what, I'm here. I'm in the American Redoubt. Now, I've moved in the last couple of years, strategically repositioned myself within the American Redoubt, and moving is no thank you. So some of you guys that are moving cross country, cross state, up or across multiple states, uprooting your lives and your families and your businesses because you see the direction that our country is headed, and you want to join other patriots that are just as concerned as you. Well, we're all waiting for you, and we're rooting for you. Even though it feels like you're alone, you're not. And for those of you in occupied territory, you're not alone. You'd be surprised at how many patriots around you are around you, suffering the same anguish and frustration, seeing your everything you believe in under attack everywhere you go. And they're after your children, and they're after your freedoms, what's left of them. I understand that. So, hey, we do pray for you guys. All right. Now, we are going to forego a couple of things. Last week, we did a very special presentation, and that was an introduction to the assemblies by Pastor Hadian last week. It was very unique. We're not changing Radio Free Readout. We're not changing our format. That was just a special one-time deal. And plus, Mrs. Schmidt bailed me out. Last Sunday, I was in a very important meeting, and I came blasting in the door. Nothing was in order. I didn't have my show notes. I didn't have my act together. And so I'm just panicking, trying to figure out how I'm going to, you know, produce a show and get everything ready in time. And Mrs. Schmidt says, hey, everybody's been asking about the assemblies. You finally recovered the audio file. Why don't you let them hear it? So I thought, Mrs. Schmidt bailed me out. Thank you so much. What a blessing. And so that's what that was about. Plus, it's true. So many of you have been asking about how to form assemblies in your communities. And so we're on the road doing that, helping folks get intentional and deliberate about that whole process. And we've talked about it in the past. We'll talk about it in the future without great detail. Of course, we don't necessarily want to get, you know, above the radar. And we're just joking about that this weekend. What do you, you know, what's the first rule in Fight Club? You don't talk about Fight Club, right? Now, we are talking about it here, but what we mean is you're not going to invite the press to come and cover your assembly of Christian patriots that are gathering together to strategize on how to push back against the leftist agenda. That's wrong answer, right? You're not going to put up billboards inviting people to your introductory assembly meeting and put something in the paper announcing it. No, you spread the word by those who are vetted, who you know are like-minded patriots, Christians, conservative, concerned, and want to do something because what we've been doing has not been working. I'm going to keep saying that over and over because it's true. It was interesting too. The guy, I had that scribbled in my notes because I was after the break yesterday. I was going to start off with that, talking about the security of not being so overt and announcing your presence. You want to form your strategy, form your assemblies. You want to start becoming effective under the surface where you start becoming effective in your community, but the adversary can't pin it. They can't pinpoint where it's coming from. They just know they keep getting pummeled. And that's the whole idea. They do it. So why shouldn't we? I mean, there's a time to be out in the open and, you know, show your hand, and there's a time when you don't. So anyway, I want to welcome all the listeners out there across the fruited plains in occupied territory and the free zones. if you happen to be living in a strongly conservative area, you can count yourself blessed. Also, I want to welcome the listeners over at WDFP. Thank you guys for tuning in. For the great folks over there, Don Nguyen and Donna Fiducia. They've been doing a great job. And we got a little behind the curve getting the Cowboy Logic Radio up and going because of some technical issues that we ran into. But we have added them to the lineup on Sunday afternoon on Radio Free Redoubt. So we want to hear some feedback from you guys. Our poll broke. For some reason, the add-on on the website, it stopped working, and we lost all the poll where people voted, you know, hey, I want to hear, you know, this podcast or that one, you know, from that whole lineup over at WDFP. So we wanted to put it out to you guys to let you guys decide, and it broke. Pauly01, code name, one each, got a hold of me and said, it's not working and we lost everything and now what do we do? So she's looking for a new plug-in. In the meantime, we've got Cowboy Logic Radio up there for you guys to enjoy in the afternoon. And remember, they're on during the week too. So go check them out at wdfp.us. All right, let's get into the news and commentary, which is brought to you by Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series, with all 10 books out now, including on audiophile. Check out chapter 13. It's one of my favorites. About the collapse and the rebuilding in America. And that's something that we focus on too. The American Redoubt. We're considered ourselves self-reliant. You could say preppers, but we're not so consumed in the prepping part that we're forgetting, neglecting, and overlooking the fact that there will be a rebuilding. And our goal is to play an active role in that so we can have a say in what tomorrow looks like. In the news, Yemen's government quits. You guys hear about this? Is amazing. This came from a Amron Corps operator who got an alert immediately at the beginning of the week saying, hey, Yemen's government just got taken over by rebels. And it's amazing. There's nothing on the news covering this. And so I did some other research, and it was at the time when it first broke, it was hard to find anything on it. But sure enough, Al-Qaeda's got their foot in the door with one of our biggest intelligence gathering allies in that region. And the president and part of the cabinet and part of the it was incredible how quick it happened. The president and the cabinet, the prime minister and the cabinet resigned just hours after concluding a tentative peace deal with Shiite Houthi rebels who are seeking greater autonomy for their northern province. Interesting. And also in the same week, the king of Saudi Arabia passed away, 90-year-old. Apparently, the successor is not very stable. Oil prices shot right up as soon as that happened. So it's going to be interesting to watch how things develop. There's so much shifting in the world today. Governments are rising and falling and being toppled and replaced. And what an exciting time to live in. But it is a very unstable environment. So, hey, stay close. Stay close to the Lord. There's a new sneaky tactic gun control advocates are embracing. Just so that you're aware of it, we're starting to see this shift from gun control to gun safety. And as they're taking polls, just like they did with the marriage amendment, with the protection of marriage, the overwhelming majority of the people were opposed to this homosexual marriage agenda. So based on these polls, they started seeing that the people didn't want anything to do with it. And so they started passing protection of marriage amendments and measures, measures going on the ballots. The people were speaking up saying they don't want this. And so they're seeing the polls saying, look, even among Democrats, gun control is not popular. But the leftists and the anti-citizen extremists, many of whom are in occupying positions in our government, trying to figure out a way to do this. So what they're doing is another sideways strategy. It's gun safety. And so I thought this was really interesting. I'm going to post this article for you guys to check out. A sad piece of news came out. Actually, I had this over a week ago, but of course we did something different last week. But out of North Carolina, the Patriots are stomping. Leaders in the Stokes County city of King in North Carolina voted 3-2 last Tuesday, not this last Tuesday, but the Tuesday before, to remove a statue of a praying soldier at a local park, saying the cost of fighting a federal lawsuit would greatly exceed the city's insurance policy limits. They said, so for financial reasons, they are removing a Christian flag and a kneeling soldier because it has the appearance of the government endorsing Christianity. This is yet another domino fallen in the United States. They're saying that it treats only Christians as patriotic Americans and it treats others as second-class citizens. I'll tell you what. If you hate what God represents so badly that you want an image of a kneeling soldier, and if there's anybody that should be kneeling and praying, it's a soldier, you want that removed, you are a second-class citizen, in my opinion. This is just, or what you do is, what you've actually done is what you're trying to do, you duplicitous little punks, you're making Christians second-class citizens. This is exactly what you're trying to do. So the city council, they caved because they've already spent $50,000 in legal costs and they're expecting $2 million in legal fees fighting this that they say they don't have the money for. Why pay $2 million? Why defend it? You know what I would say? I would just say, you know what? We're not going to defend this in court. You can go to court. You can file a complaint all you want. It's staying there. Just defy them. When are we going to just say no? This is where you have to just be openly defiant because these ilk from the Freedom From Religion Foundation running around the country filing lawsuits, running cities and counties into the ground in legal fees to get any semblance of God removed. They want God gone from our culture. We need to start saying no. And I'm not going to meet you in court. It's just going to stay, period. Just defy them. I mean, hey, let's call up the militia. Let's call up the National Guard. We're going to rally around and defend this statue that the people here want in this community. One sniveling, crying veteran said it offended him. And so he filed a complaint and he got a hold of the Freedom From Religion. You know what? Move to Massachusetts. There are places, you know, where Christians still stand. And they need to stand and not back up and lose ground. This is infuriating. What's infuriating is that we don't have the stomach to fight it. I got another story here I'll tell as soon as we come back. I'm going to turn this over to Fox 519 with the eye on the economy. There's more. There's so much more. We're losing ground fast. And we are not without a fight in the American Redoubt either. But we need to rally the numbers now. We need to gather now. Be prepared to stand back to back because it is coming. They are not going to stop. Too much power is not enough for them. They will never be satisfied. So prepare to stand. I'll be right back.
The eyes of the world turn towards Davos while the euro begins to plummet. This week on Eye on the Economy, we bring you news from around the world that affects your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye on the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt.
In the post-apocalyptic thriller, American Exit Strategy by best-selling author Mark Goodwin. America is on the cusp of financial annihilation. Matt and Karen Bear face the challenges of Main Street during a full-scale financial meltdown. Government borrowing and monetary creation have reached their limits. When funds are no longer available for government programs, widespread civil unrest erupts across the country. Matt and Karen are forced to move to a more remote location, and their level of preparedness is revealed as being much less adequate than they believed prior to the crisis. American Exit Strategy uses survival fiction to take an in-depth look at the real-life politics and economics behind the issues that are likely to trigger a currency collapse. American Exit Strategy. Buy your copy in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.
Welcome back, and another thank you to our sponsor, Mark Goodwin of the Prepper Recon Podcast. Go buy his book today. It's a great read, and I think all of you will learn something from it. Well, while all of us were continued to watch the president this week lie his face off about telling us all that the good times are on the way, the rest of the world is heated up in its financial meltdown and are in discussions to do about what to do when the euro collapses. This week marked the beginning of the World Economic Forum, and to give you an idea of the power of the people there, over 1,700 private jets have flown in from all around the world. Heads of the financial sector ranging from banks like J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo to the heads of state like Angela Merkel and Christine Lagarde are all now in Davos, Switzerland, and are now in full panic over what the Swiss did last week and the bleak future of the euro. Other major economic items that were being discussed this week were Russia's commitment to cut off the gas supply in Europe, the death of the Saudi king, Iran's deal for Russia for mutual combat assistance, data thefts and cyber hacks in America, as well as the likelihood of interstate conflicts between European states, or as we as the layfolk know it, world war. Most mainstream economists stateside have diagnosed the Davos meeting to nothing more than a gathering of a brain trust to map out world economic challenges and successes, and to spend money on things like $40 for hot dogs, $40 for a hamburger, and $60 for a Caesar salad. Others, like myself, see this year's meeting in Davos as the world coming together to realize that an economic crisis is imminent. With the flash crash of the euro, which is now on par with the American dollar, the food crisis in Venezuela getting worse by the day, and now the Swiss have unpegged their currency, all go to show that a major world economic crisis is close to unfolding. So, why does Davos matter to you and to me as preppers and Americans? Well, because the loss of trust in central banks is gone. When you read the opinions like people like Peter Schiff, Gerald Celente, and other alternative economists, what you see is that people are starting to wake up to the fact that central banks no longer can handle the economy. This week there was an interesting interview on King World News with Dr. Philippia Malmgren, who used to be a politics and policy expert, who also used to be the special assistant to the President of the United States for Economic Policy and on the National Economic Council. She's come out with some very interesting information on Davos, and I would encourage you all to read it. On another note, there's a lot of bad financial news coming out right now, and a lot of you have felt like, oh, that there's no hope. There's no hope for tomorrow, and that we all should just go out and buy food and prepare, and there's nothing more to it than that. I want to offer you hope. Yes, sometimes I bring you tough financial news, and yes, sometimes it is very, very challenging to listen to, but I want to offer you this. There is hope, everyone. There's hope for your communities. There's hope in Jesus Christ. And you know what? We can rebuild and restore Americanism. Absolutely, we can do this together. So, as you move forward in the coming weeks, pray for our nation. Pray for the world. You know what? Connect with folks in your community and really make sure you make a focused effort to get out there and help restore hope. We can absolutely take this thing on all together as patriots. Well, thanks again for listening to The Eye in the Economy. This is Fox 519 signing off. God bless you all and have a great week.
We're back at the Voice of the American Redoubt with segment two, which is brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate. Speaking of relocating, one of our sponsors is also a relocation specialist, SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com, to help you get relocated if you've got your sights set on the northern couple of counties there in the northern part of the panhandle of Idaho. They do a great job, patriot-owned business, so give them a call today or look them up. Click on the banner, Selkirk Mountain Real Estate. Let's see. Matter of fact, let's talk about some American Redoubt News. Talking about that last story, giving up ground and the county or the city government ceding to godless people on an agenda to erase God from our culture. Because one, hey, you know what? If you're a veteran and you see a kneeling soldier apparently praying and that's offensive to you, then repent. I mean, why do you want to be lost forever? You know, you can, maybe it's just a reminder of your own guilt, your own rebellion against God. So you just want it to go away. Maybe that's it. But see, there's also this fight in the American Redoubt. Don't think there's not. I'm not going to officially break this story, but I'll just tell you in general terms, because I said I wouldn't cover this story as far as get names or anything. There's a situation where somebody in the American Redoubt got a letter from the Homeowners Association saying, we don't want you to have your Christmas lights, Christmas party, Christmas display in our neighborhood because there are people here who aren't Christians and they might be offended. So you're not welcome. And anyway, there's so much more to this story, but I'm not going to break that story officially. I'm just going to say there's a story that happened. All right. The reason why I'm telling you that much is because this guy asked me, he called me up. He says, you're not going to believe what just happened. And he says, I can't believe this is happening. This happened to me in the American Redoubt, in the heart of the American Redoubt, in an extremely conservative area. How could this have happened, was his question. Well, I'll tell you how this has happened. Because conservatives are conservative. They don't want to make waves. They want to leave others alone, and they want to be left alone. The reason why the anti-God extremists can write you a letter in the middle of patriot territory is because we've allowed them to become that bold. We have emboldened them because the question is, man, should I pursue this? Should I, what should I? I'm like, huh. You absolutely make sure you handle this appropriately. I won't talk about what details we went into, but that's going to be coming, you know, in the future. But the problem is they don't realize they are in patriot territory because they need to be reminded from time to time. They need to be stood up against. Well, that's happened in many places in the American Redoubt. But I'll tell you what, something about libtards, they don't get it. They think that they need to push that, like they're living outside of, you know, the San Francisco greater area, you know, Berkeley or something. I don't know where they think they're at. So anyway, it's like some guy, some brute coming into your home, kicking up his muddy boots up on your kitchen table or up on your couch. And you don't want to say anything to him. Cool. Cause you want to show the love of Jesus. So you're just going to let him just abuse you and you won't take the authority. You don't stand on the authority to say, this is my home and that is not tolerable here. You are in Christian patriot territory. Those type of actions aren't going to be tolerated here. And that needs to happen. I don't know what to say about North Carolina and Stokes County. That's a sad story. It's frustrating. I know. But there are some victories in the American Redoubt. And we've got some patriots fighting for us, seeking new victories. Montana State Senator Matt Rosendale introduced the Senate Bill 122 for our Montana patriots. Get a hold of your representatives, senators, elected officials, and push for this bill, 122. It would use Montana's considerable resources to encourage the manufacture and sale of ammunition in Montana. Section 4 of that would provide tax exemptions for manufacturing ammunition components. Listen up, business owners looking to move to the American Redoubt. Montana is trying to pave the way for you. Idaho also is a huge destination location for firearms-related industries that are relocating. Idaho and Montana. Wyoming is another good one, too. But this one, Section 5 would use the tax code to encourage loans to manufacturers of ammunition components, and Section 6 and 12 would exempt them from frivolous lawsuits. Section 7 would provide economic development incentives. Sections 8, 9, 10, and 11 would create personal and other property exemptions, exempt manufacturers from statewide property taxes levied for educational purposes, and provide income tax relief for manufacturers. And I'll tell you what, if there's one thing that we could really use a lot of, well, there's food, ammunition, firearms, all those manufacturers. Of course, we got a lot of food manufacturing in the American Redoubt. It is overflowing. People think that. That's kind of funny. You can't grow anything up there. It's too cold. Like, man, you need to take a little tour of our orchards, our rolling fields. And I'll tell you what, so much food is exported out of the American Redoubt. I think you'd be really, really surprised. What else? Oh, add the bill, HR 2. No, it's called Add the Words. Now, this is a pro-homosexual onslaught trying to force the Idaho people through this HR 2 to add homosexual, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, all of this stuff to the anti-discrimination laws. So for hiring, for selling homes, for conducting business, it's mostly really about providing services is what they're after. They want to nail you to the wall criminally and civilly for refusing service or refusing to participate in something that violates your moral conscience. This is called HR2. It's called Add the Words, and they're on this big campaign. Well, right now it's in committee. Now, I've been corresponding with the legislators, and they're saying this is going to receive a crushing blow if and when it comes out of committee. Well, some people are saying, kill it in committee. Don't even let it get out. Don't just snuff it. But, I was talking to a couple of legislators, and actually, you know what I think would be good is put this thing, because they're rallying, protesting, and everything else, you know, trying to rally support for it, the homosexual crowd in Boise. Get this thing out of committee. Get it out for a vote immediately. Snuff all the air right out of their sails, because this is going to get defeated. Now, they need to see it defeated the sooner the better. It needs to be a strong showing, and the numbers are there to make that showing that this is not accepted in Idaho. We did it with the Constitution, with the constitutional amendment defining marriage between a man and a woman, until a judge from the outside ruled our Constitution unconstitutional. Something I'm going to talk about in segment 4. So the other thing too is it would help us identify who's with us, who's against us, because we need to know what names to add to the naughty and the nice list. And we need to clearly identify and understand, know who is opposed to a Judeo-Christian heritage and who is on the side of, you know, pushing this anti-God homosexual agenda. And we need to know who is fighting and standing against it, so we know who to stand behind and support and who we know to oppose. They're going to just be giving ammunition, figuratively speaking, to their opponents if they vote for this, whoever does. Somebody obviously entered this. Some representative entered this bill, this HR 2. And we need to see who's going to vote for it and against it. So, hey, get it out of committee. What do you say? All right, we're going to take a break, come back with segment 3, and we got several more things to cover. So stay right there. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and I am John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too.
Thank you.
Tactical Wood Gas is your off-grid power solution. Tactical Wood Gas manufactures wood gas systems and 12-volt generators, and now you can store the power you produce. They offer affordable and expandable battery banks for power outages, including a ruggedized model for tactical use and field operations. Call them at 1-800-516-4249 or visit them today at www.tacticalwoodgas.com.
This is Shan Hemphill with Works LLC. We provide lifetime guaranteed holsters and magazine carriers for the armed citizen. Check us out at werkz.com or call 855-WORKS01 for your custom gear needs. Don't forget to use coupon RFR at checkout for 15% off. Thank you and God bless.
Segment 3 at the Voice of the American Redoubt, which is brought to you by Katie Armor. They are the makers of AR-500 Level 3 Body Armor. Great patriots. And so glad to have them with us. They've been so good to us. Definitely support them. And they want to, they're supporting Radio Free Redoubt and the mission here and standing behind us. So stand behind them. I know I've got a set of KD armor, and it is top quality stuff. They also got the armor, you know, plate carriers and all the other pouches, dump pouches, mag pouches, and things like that. And if you order through them, use the coupon code John Jacob and get a discount. And so they will they'll make sure you get hooked up. Now, before we get into a couple of other things that I want to talk about that I think that we're really faced with in our country, we just produced the second YouTube video called The Introduction to CH3, Channel 3. That's the Channel 3 project for non-licensed communications, the CB radio, MERS radios, and FRS radios, which are part of the AMRON program, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network. If you're not familiar with that, go to AMRON.com. That's AMRON.com. There's links on our site that'll take you there so you can learn more, because we've got a lot of new listeners that are coming on board all the time. So there's a lot of layers to Radio Free Redoubt and the mission that we're doing. So that is a nationwide communications network. Go to AMRON.com to learn more about that as well. So that video is up. It's about 15 minutes long, and I wanted to do so much more to it, but I just wasn't able to. I just had to get it produced and shot out the door. Okay. Virginia lawmaker wins election amid sex scandal. This is in Virginia, so it is definitely in New Europe, and definitely liberal, leftist, progressive territory. A state lawmaker who resigned his seat following a sex scandal involving a teenage employee won his election back during a special election on Tuesday. You heard it right. They basically said the voters said they don't care. The 57-year-old bachelor who fathered three children out of wedlock with three different women repeatedly won at least 70% of the votes as a Democrat. Morrissey said in a telephone interview that the results show people aren't interested in the drama that landed him in jail. This right here, when we've lost the morality of our leaders, the leaders, we can't complain about the leaders because it's reflective of the morals of the people. This is why we are in trouble, and it's not going to get better. I don't even like really discussing, you know, we need to stand up against police abuse. The police are abusing people and all this, you know, anti-police stuff. I know a lot of police that are God-fearing men and they're patriots. And they make the right decisions. And I know there's some bad ones out there. But I tell them, what do you expect? You're going to see video after video after video of cops abusing people and politicians involved in one scandal after another. Police aren't produced in a vacuum, some type of a bubble. They're recruited out of our culture that is sick spiritually, completely degenerate and anti-God and immoral. What kind of police officers do you think you're going to get? Or maybe we should have an island where only people that are going to be destined to be police officers and politicians are raised, so that they've got all this moral upbringing so that they can make sure that they have impeccable character, right? And then we'll ship them over here when they're of age and we'll put them into those positions so that we can make sure that those people have a higher standard. But when you recruit them from a culture that doesn't care about sex scandals and hiring people with no morals, then don't be surprised when that's what you get. Because, I don't know, this isn't TV. I'm shaking my head right now. Benjamin Franklin, he said, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. I've talked about this before. The more we reject God and godly scriptural principles, the more we are requiring, well, you're either going to be ruled by the Bible or by the sword. You must, if you cannot govern yourself from within, you must be ruled from without. And we can't believe while we're losing our liberties, while we are ushering in Christ-hating agenda. James Madison said this. These men had it together. Do you think we want to have a constitutional convention? You realize what these men went through? They were principled, moral men. What they went through, it was miraculous that we got the Constitution and we were going to have a convention and rewrite it. We don't have the caliber of men that they had back then. And they had a hard time doing it. Man, the aim of every political constitution is or ought to be first to obtain for rulers men who possess most wisdom to discern and most virtue to pursue the common good of society. And in the next, we don't have that today. They look out for the common good of themselves. And in the next place, to take the most effectual precautions for keeping them virtuous whilst they continue to hold their public trust. As long as you're going to be in that office, you're going to be virtuous because it will affect your policies and your decision making. You cannot be trusted to be virtuous with the laws if you're not going to be virtuous in your own life. Patrick Henry said, virtue, morality, and religion, this is the armor, my friend, and this alone that renders us invincible. These are the tactics we should study. If we lose these, we are conquered, fallen indeed. So long as our manners and principles remain sound, there is no danger. And John Adams said, the only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue. And if this cannot be inspired into our people in great measure than they have it now, they may change their rulers and the forms of government, but they will not obtain a lasting liberty. John Adams. These were principled men. We have to have this protected, maintained, and asserted in these free zones, in the pockets where the majority are Christian patriots. as in the American Redoubt. We have to demand that they hold to these standards. And once again, going back to scripture, if you're going to, you know, I'm just going to follow the formula that works. Cause I know there's some people out there that are like, oh, I want liberty, but you know, the God thing, I know that's cool for you, but you know, I'm not really religious, but doggone it, I want to be a free man. Nate, it's not going to happen. I know how badly you want a cake without putting eggs and baking soda in it. But you want a cake so bad, but you don't want the ingredients. You're going to get something else if you try to take away the ingredients that worked. Why not duplicate what you know worked? Follow the recipe that godly men who, wise men who obtained, who stood up against tyranny and obtained liberty at much cost. Now, we've gone to sleep, we've become apathetic, and we have lost what America was, and definitely off course from what it was intended to be. Do you want to get it back on track? Do you want liberty? Do you want freedom? Then you have to use all the ingredients. Because if you don't, you're not going to get a cake. You're going to get pancakes, or you're going to get hardtack. You're not going to get what you're hoping for. We've had judges overrule 31 of the states who had laws and constitutional amendments. 25 of these states had amendments protecting marriage. 14 had constitutional amendments. I said that wrong. 25 states he had either constitutional amendments or laws in place or measures on the ballot that have been overturned by judges, federal judges. That happened in Idaho. The constitutional amendment was overruled, declaring it was unconstitutional. These are judges that have no right to rule. They've lost legitimacy. They have forfeited their authority, in my opinion. King Jehoshaphat, he said, when he reformed Israel, because they were about ready to get smoked because of God, they're about ready to get turned over to their enemies, which is what's in store for us. So we have warnings. We know what we need to do, right? Well, King Jehoshaphat, he got it. He went out again through the people from Beersheba and Mount Ephraim and brought them back unto the Lord God, their fathers. There's no freedom from religion there. They would have just gotten probably beheaded. Get out of the way, because this is a matter of national security, because there are enemies salivating to take us over and take our women and take our children and make us slaves, kill us men. And we are about ready to fall into the hands of our enemies because we've rejected God. So we're going to make it right. We're going to turn back to God. And he set judges in the land throughout all the fortified cities of Judah, city by city. Listen to this. This is the standard that we need to be holding judges to. Very wise king. He said to the judges, take heed what you do, for you judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. When you judge, you're judging for the Lord, standing right there with them. He's right there with you. Therefore, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of bribes. In other words, you don't give preferential treatment, you don't take bribes, and there will be no iniquity for you as long as you stand with the Lord your God. And judge with the fear of the Lord on you. That's a lot of responsibility. And these judges that are ruling against God's people and in favor of a demonic doctrine, they're going to stand for that. They've lost legitimacy as soon as they turned against American principles and Judeo-Christian principles. That's my opinion. We'll be right back.
The There is an exodus happening in America today, from cities full of crime and corruption to the rural areas of clean and sustainable living. Like-minded patriots are coming to North Idaho in search of a simpler, self-reliant lifestyle. I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Sometimes God puts you somewhere for a special reason. For me, I believe it's to help like-minded patriots find safety and security for their loved ones. At Revolutionary Realty, we educate buyers about solar power, growing food, obtaining water, and personal security. I became a realtor in 2008 at the bottom of the real estate market, but not the top. I believe that there is a grand plan, and that I'm just a part of it. My job is to help people discover and relocate to America's great redoubt. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us at revrealty.us to learn more. That's www.revrealty.us, and God bless you.
Hi, everyone. This is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real-life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
Whatever happened to the fear of God? Whatever happened to church on Sunday? Whatever happened to the velvet glove and the iron fist?
The fourth and final segment. This is what a year we got ahead of us. We're going to do it together. Hey, just want to remind you, if you're new, you can contact me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com and visit our website if you're listening to a downloaded version or something that's streaming on another website. Maybe you're new to this. You can go to radiofreeredoubt.com. That's spelled R-E-D-O-U-B-T. We pronounce it the American way. It's actually redoubt. But it's American Redoubt here. RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Okay, there's a couple things I want to wrap up on here. You know, there's been so much talk. Obama, the Robin Hood, gave his speech talking about how everything is so wonderful in the world. And if we would just tax the rich more, everybody could have free health care, free child care, free this, free that, because we love each other. And, well, we all just need to sacrifice. And this poor mom and this poor couple and this, don't think for a minute they care about the middle class. The middle class is always the target of communists. And but they always stand up as if they're championing for the middle class, but they're the ones that get snuffed out. But redistribution of wealth, that was the message. And of course, saving the environment and protecting homosexuals. Oh, let's not forget the Islam, the religion of peace. I keep hearing this over and over. You guys have all heard it before. I got thinking. Everywhere Islam is the minority religion, they are peaceful for the most part. But wherever they start gathering and growing in numbers, this peaceful part takes a back seat. Think of it. Look how violent and hostile these Muslim communities are becoming all across Europe, which are now considered no-go zones for Europeans, including police and fire. They come under attack when they enter those areas. Well, so much for peace. Now they're looking at terror threats and terror attacks that have been carried out in Paris with intelligence indicators showing that basically follow-up attacks are imminent from their peaceful, not Muslim, just madmen community. So what happens is Muslims, once there gets to be so many of them in one area, they lose their faith. They stop being Muslims and turn into madmen. Now, if they would have just stayed Muslims, they would have been peaceful. But at some point, there's a transition that takes place where they, I think it's just the high concentration of Muslims in one area. So the more that there are, the more it pushes the madmen out in it. Yeah, they lose their, they basically give up Islam and become madmen at a certain point. Whether it's in Indonesia, where now people are being arrested, they were being arrested for saying Merry Christmas. That's where it starts. All these countries in Africa, in the Middle East, Sharam Hadian said, look, it was basically a fairly westernized country. People were living the life. They were going to the beach, hanging out, playing music, driving, cruising up and down Main Street, just like pretty much cities all across the world until Islam came in. And in a flash, Islam took over. And the contrast is incredible. Afghanistan. You see pictures of Afghanistan from like the 1960s and 70s. It looks like it could be in some place in the United States. It's amazing. But wherever Islam is allowed to dominate, to get a foothold and grow and concentrate, they lose. Their peacefulness goes right out the window. They start becoming more and more hostile. Check me on this. I mean, the more I'm looking at this, the more I see this transition when you see the higher concentrations. And in Dearbornistan, Michigan, it is hostility toward Christians or anyone who opposes them. They're becoming more and more bold. So I don't know. They have plans for putting mosques everywhere, everywhere, including the American Redoubt. And the libtards, in the name of diversity, are going to spend so much time and energy and money with information campaigns, propaganda campaigns, to make sure that Islam is everywhere. This is spiritual war. It really is. It's madness what's happening in our country. Well, we've got some other issues that we're dealing with too. I just want to point a couple things out here. I don't have time to get into everything, but in Venezuela, things are happening so fast. Now they have food shortages again. That's recurring. There are now robbers. Apparently, they ran out of iPhones and Nike Airs because now robbers are targeting food delivery trucks in Venezuela. Robbers and looters are targeting trucks carrying food across Venezuela in another sign of worsening shortages that have turned basics like flour and chicken into coveted booty. That article from Reuters. This happens so fast. Meanwhile, the government is putting out information telling you everything's fine. There's plenty of food, but never mind the military escorts that we have now for the food delivery trucks. There's plenty for everyone. The people on the street are saying this isn't the case. These are lies. The official government narrative is a lie. And I've been studying several of I was going to cover a personal story that was a personal account of someone who lived through a year in Bosnia with some of the stuff that they dealt with. I know some of you guys have read, you know, some of these accounts. There's some lessons to be learned there. And we're faced with, forget what Obama said in his, you would think that we were living in 1985, 1987, the 90s, how prosperous America is by Barack Hussein Obama's account last week in the State of the Union address. He's living in a different country. The government narrative is a lie. The government is planning for a collapse. There are people in the government that have come forward and said it. I've been told by people that work in the government, they are planning on something going down. They're counting on it. I talked about this yesterday. I've talked about it before. They're planning on it. We had better be, because things can happen so fast. Where food is short, food shortages are happening in several places across in the world. We have an unsustainable debt, and they're adding more to it. So anyway, I would just want to encourage you guys to pray and prepare, be prepared to provide for your own families so that you can rebuild on the other side of it. And I'm going to just keep reiterating this. We need patriots who are in the fight politically, but don't have more than a week's worth of food in your shelves. You are not going to be part of any rebuilding. We need you to become a self-reliant patriot. And for the preppers who have checked out because you're just all, it's all about me now. I'm just looking out for me. Forget the rest of the world. I got food. I've got guns. But I'm not going to get involved in this and that because, well, the system's it's screwed anyway. We need you to get engaged and become a self-reliant patriot instead of a self-serving prepper. It's going to take all of us. Or what you come out of the other side of, after you, prepper, have survived it, you're going to come out to a tyrannous regime if you don't get engaged. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Until we see each other next week, God bless and good night.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, the way I see it. As many of you know, I, along with many of my Republican colleagues, introduced a series of state sovereignty bills. They would opt Washington State out of a nationalized healthcare system and also out of a national cap-and-trade program and protect the right to bear arms through the Washington Firearms Freedom Act. The Democrat response? The Speaker pro tem of the House claimed Republicans wanted to, quote, lead Washington out of the Union. Local Senator Chris Marr even inferred to a group of constituents that Republicans are racist. The Spokesman Review said that discussing the constitutional boundaries of the federal government is a waste of time. Really. The problem is, we haven't been talking enough about the Constitution and the basic principles that made this nation great. State sovereignty is, in fact, about keeping the nation together and fighting Democrat attempts to destroy small business through bigger government. But the bigger point here is that the president and Democrats like Senator Chris Marr have created a cloud of fear that is overshadowing this country. Businesses are afraid to build new factories, buy new equipment, or hire new employees because of the uncertainty surrounding what new regulations, mandates, and taxes are going to come out of Washington, D.C. and Olympia. The people are afraid of proposed assault weapons ban and the rationing of ammunition or being labeled traitors for believing what the Constitution says or believing that it means what it says. Fear and anxiety are everywhere. State sovereignty, on the other hand, is about hope. If the federal government would just get out of the way and stay in its constitutionally designed box, we would be free to fix our own problems right here in Washington. If we need to fear anything, it's the notion that more socialism is going to solve our economic crisis. Instead, we should look to 2 Chronicles 7:14 for the answer. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening.